this is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. So it's a dry spring. You know, it was a dry winter. I mean, we got some moisture over the winter at our home near the banks of the Ojalote. But when it came, it was in such small increments, like 0.02 or 0.01. I mean, who could forget the whopping 0.07? A few times I forgot to write down the dinky amounts and had to look at the calendar and wonder, was that 0.03 on the 12th or 13th or 14th? And do I care? Oh, man, this winter, there was a certain meh. we get excited about reading weather forecasts. We'd shout weather forecast. Ms. Mosquitie and I would shout forecast to one another around our home. 90% chance of rain on Monday. And then come the day of promise, meh. So here's spring, and you know, I find excitement not in big wildflower displays, because they're not there, but in the simple seasonal rhythms of the grasslands, the woodlands, the desert scrub, the communities near our home. Oaks are dropping leaves and flowering. The deciduous sumacs, the little leaf, the three leaf, are flowering before leafing out. Deciduous trees and shrubs pushing leaves and growth. We have this favorite canyon we like to visit in nearby mountains. A rocky road snakes up that canyon, and the sides are incredibly steep, and it's covered in oak and pinyon and juniper, and we like to park and walk the road, which parallels a rocky creek bed. So there are ash trees and some cottonwoods, sycamores, walnuts, wild cherries, of course the oaks, the pines, the junipers. There are thickets of snowberry just at the very base of the slopes in the canyon, the snowberry leafing out. In that narrow canyon, there's honeysuckle, ceanothus, California buckthorn, hop tree. The pinyons in that narrow canyon are magnificent with large canopies. The border pinyons don't grow like ponderosa pine, Apache pine, southwest white pine, Chihuahuan pine. As the border pinyon ages, they get large canopies like an oak or juniper, not conical, but thick, branchy, crazy, wonderful canopies. As we walked up and down that narrow canyon, two-tailed swallowtails fluttered around us. I swear we saw a half dozen over a short distance. What a great, great butterfly. And of course, all its larval food was in that canyon, the cherries, the hop trees, the sycamores. We saw, surprise, surprise, the California sister butterfly. It's ubiquitous in an oak woodland. The oaks are its larval food. It has beautiful wings, especially the undersides of its wings. We walked on as butterflies fluttered and Mexican jays called from trees. As we were walking out of that canyon, we spotted a rock squirrel up in an oak. It had stuck its head in a hole in the trunk, and out flew a very small grayish owl that landed on a branch a few feet away. And it sat there, and we glassed it, mostly gray with some brown and white markings. No ear tufts. An elf owl. That doggone rock squirrel had chased an elf owl out of the hole in the oak. I couldn't wait to get home, you know, and pull a book or two off the shelf. And I'll tell you this, the borderlands are elf owls' summer and breeding range. They're nocturnal. They hunt insects, spiders, centipedes, scorpions, maybe every once in a while a tiny furry creature like a mouse. The females nest in those or incubate eggs in the cavities of saguaros or trees like that oak. Sometimes the males will roost together while the female incubates. I think they hang out and make a vocal ruckus. The scientific name of this small owl, the elf owl, our smallest owl, the name is Micranthini, no N in there, Micranthini whitneyi. Whitneyi honors a geologist of the 1800s, Whitney. And here is the best part. The genus Micranthini is from two Greek words, micros for small, Athena, goddess of wisdom. Oh, man. That narrow canyon was full of spring life, early spring life, the flora and fauna of a borderland spring. Oh, my goodness, the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.